Good morning. Today is, I almost sound like Robin Williams. Good morning. Today is Friday, May the 26th, day before Memorial Day. Coming back is an old memory. Jill Duffy. Good morning, lady.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, well, we're both working on the Friday. How's that?
Always working. What are you talking about?
Even on a Memorial Day weekend lead in. Yeah.
I actually remembered it's going to be more Memorial and I'm not going to come in for a change.
Yeah, good. Yeah. That big sticky on the covering up your windshield on the driver's side. You know, one of those 2x2 things.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. The number of times that I just start driving in and it's like, oh, come on, really? And of course, my drive is 50 miles.
Total?
No, 100.
Round is it 50 trip. Each way?
Yeah, for me it is, yeah.
Well, yeah, I'm trying. Okay.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you must get lost on the way in.
Never. You get on the freeway, you get off the freeway.
Yeah, yeah, okay, fine. Oh, you got a quote there?
I do.
All right, knock it out of the park.
I don't know if I can read it.
Uh-oh. You want me to try?
I think I can see it.
It's like, oh, it's one of those. You want me to hold it on this side of the room so you can see it clearly?
Need the contact lenses to kick in. A musician must make music. An artist must paint. A poet must write. If he is ultimately to be at peace with himself, what a man can be, he must be.
Ah. So what does a garbage girl do?
No, there we go. We just take all the trash and drama and make it go away.
You gave me so much lead time, I could actually come up with a shot at you.
Damn it.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. So as the state is doing what the state is doing with water, oh, good, okay. Are they doing anything? Is there a parallel with garbage?
There's always some activities around solid waste, as they like to refer to it now. They're constantly continuing to try to find ways to get communities to be reducing the amount of material that they're generating. You'll probably recall that in the 1960s, a really common form of getting rid of your garbage was just open air, burn it, and then you know, just sort of dispose of the material to the side.
Yeah, the 55 can barrels, yeah. And then there was the roadside drop-offs.
Absolutely.
And then the signs started showing up. Mm-hmm. Litter, $500 mm-hmm. minimum fine. I remember one of those by the cabin. We'd mm-hmm. see it every week. We would go up, and it was like, oh, okay.
Yep.
And the flip-tops.
All of those,
all
absolutely.
That. So things have changed a little bit.
A lot of things have changed. And so, you know, then we started putting in these landfills, and it was kind of seen as the panacea. This is how we're going to get rid of our garbage. And then those landfills began filling up, and so make it mandatory for communities to begin reducing their waste. And, you know, we're continuing to do that. So, you know, green waste is being diverted, electronics are being diverted, household hazardous waste is being diverted. And it's a lot of energy and a lot of resources to do that.
So does that stuff not count as part of the garbage anymore? It's still going somewhere to some place.
It's tracked as diversion. The amount of tracking is pretty unbelievable. So yeah, it's not just what's generated at the curb, but we also have to track all the different materials that are coming in, the volume that is actually being diverted from the landfill.
You mean there's government regulation and garbage? Oh, my. Oh, my.
I think if more people knew how much energy went into having to track and follow all these, they'd be appalled. They would be absolutely appalled. The state of California has determined that the average waste generation is 4.5 pounds per day per person. And that's what all communities are now being weighed against.
I am doing my fair share.
Are you?
Yes. It's 8:19.
You're at 6.
You've never heard us before, because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us. Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with the general manager of the Humboldt Waste Management Authority, Jill Duffy. I guess Garbage Girl probably isn't quite fully explaining what you do.
A little this, a little that.
The diversion,
having a lot of fun. How about that?
There you go. Yeah. And recycling the fun over and over. So that,
absolutely. I mean, that's part of how we get there, right?
The waste diversion, or whatever we're going to call it. You say green waste. We think of slash burn. Okay. Trimming from the bushes.
Mm-hmm. Lawn clippings.
Oh, and by the way, have you seen the Christmas tree graveyard in Trinidad at the exit?
No.
Yeah, it's the northbound exit.
No, I did see it.
Yeah, it's amazing. There's...
I got on one day and I did one of those side looks and I thought, that looks like it was a Christmas tree. But of course, apparently like I was driving a little fast because I really couldn't
tell. Six or seven. Well, either that or it was above eye level for you. Could be.
That
could
it
be.
Was. That yeah. it was.
But it's intriguing to me that things that we used to take care of somewhere, somehow, whether mm-hmm. it was chipped or burnt or cut up or what, now
throw it in the fireplace.
Needs to be addressed.
Yeah.
You and I was going to the air quality stuff. You mm-hmm. know, we don't have mm-hmm. on any kind of a regular basis, we have no burn days, but we don't have no fire days like mm-hmm. they do mm-hmm. in other parts of the country.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're part of California, do you see that as an eventuality mm-hmm. that we're going to be dealing with that as a regulatory issue in addition to some of these other things that have kind of popped up all around you that you have to track this and have to track that. Are we going to have to start tracking things like that also down the road as more and more regulation comes into play?
Well, okay, so I'll back up a little bit. And when you're saying garbage, I want to make sure I'm understanding correct here. You can't burn garbage.
No, I was thinking more of the trees and the green stuff.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay, just sort of general incineration. Most of that material, that's actually all something that's regulated currently by California Department of Forestry as well as the air districts
the
now.
Air quality,
that
yeah.
They're already doing that monitoring. In terms of what people are generating in their backyard, people can continue to get permits through the air district so they can handle their backyard kind of materials. Alternatively,
or like clearing, if you got some rural
exactly.
area, the berries and stuff, you can
yeah.
Yeah, yep. Right time of the year.
But that's already being permitted and regulated. And for us, we're able to provide a service where people can drop off their green waste materials and then it's composted. So it's, grinded and then it gets composted and it's made into a finished product. One thing we had happen this year, which was really great, was PG&E came through and they've been performing a lot of maintenance on some of their main power lines. So it was about a 40-mile stretch down near
that's
the...
That's Mario's out of Fresno. I know those
is
turkeys.
That who it is? Okay.
they got our bonfire maple 2 years ago.
Oh,
lobotomy was there was no shaping or sculpting.
Well, these
was,
guys are like in more forest lands, and so well, they're like
101.
Whole swaths.
There's
yeah.
a whole bunch of 101 mm-hmm. also where there's been the encroachment. So
yes.
you guys end up with the
so they've been bringing
byproduct
the material. Mm-hmm, they were bringing just a lot of material, and in some cases they were whole logs. And so I talked to them like it's a lot of money, and we're gonna certainly chip it. So what we started doing was pulling out some of the larger sections and then donating them to the senior SWAT program with the Sheriff's Department.
Yeah, yeah.
And this year we were able to divert better than 44 tons of material, which is then able to be cut and then distributed to the seniors in our community.
44 tons of?
44 tons of just large logs.
Cordwood? So
yeah, well, they have to chop it up into the
well,
cord,
yeah, I didn't figure you guys were that nice.
I know.
Wow, there's that much. Mm-hmm. Why did it even end up with you guys?
Not even true.
Seems goofy. That
we were the only place that could accept it at the time. So I think that they've been looking at some other places.
Schmidt-Bauer might have been a log decks. Yeah.
I encouraged them to get a hold of Schmidt-Bauer. I said, You're paying us a lot of money. Maybe there's a better deal for you.
So that stuff then gets chipped up, and then you sell it like to Fox Farm and those types of folks for
we have
mulching?
We've had a contract with West Green Landscaping, And they've been doing the composting, and then they are able to sell it via retail. And, you know, that's all handled under a contract.
So that's the stuff out on 299?
That is the stuff
old
out
mill site.
With a big green awning.
Yeah, I guess it's kind of a, some, kind of an ironic full circle.
It really is, isn't it?
Yeah. But there's a lot of that stuff then that's coming through.
Yeah, we generate about 5,000 tons annually that's being brought into our facility.
Is that what you would expect, or is that a little bit? 5,000 tons sounds like a lot, but is that
I don't,
is that more than what you think?
I don't think that there's like a hard rule of thumb. It's not like garbage generation. You know, every person is going to generate X amount of, you know, green waste or anything like that. I mean, a lot of it has to do with. I happen to live on a nice size parcel. When we're doing, yard work and things like this, we're able to handle all of our material on site. You know, if you're living in a more suburban area, and depending on the kind types of, you know, vegetation that you have, you may or may not have the room to do your own composting and things like this. So,
there's really no hard.
There's no hard and fast rule.
Anticipating
I'm
what?
I'm so sorry to let you know that no, we don't regulate that.
Yeah, I can see the tears welling up. It just seems like there's so much interest in this arena now.
Mm-hmm.
Probably even more than when you came on board after getting off the board.
Mm-hmm.
That there's an inertia and a momentum and a trend towards more and more.
Absolutely. Diversion.
That.
You know, so. You'll recall that when the Cummings Road landfill began approaching capacity, and there were concerns about, well, how do we kind of stretch out so that we can continue to receive municipal waste and going for the low-hanging fruit. So, you know, back
recyclable.
So a couple things happened. One is recyclable, and probably more importantly was diverting the green waste. So how can we divert the green waste? So the state is now requiring, but we were already ahead of the curve.
Oh, geez. Now she's ahead of us also. Watch out. Here we go. It's 8:30.
As a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Jill Duffy from Humboldt Waste Management Authority. Talk Shop again presented this morning. Presented again this morning. There we go. Get my words in the right order. Makes so much difference. By REDEC and by CDA.
I think you just need to take a drink of coffee. That'll
no.
Help you.
You know, I don't think I've had coffee in 2 decades.
That's sad.
I tried it once. Well, the smell doesn't match the taste. The taste is always less than the smell. I mean, it always smells great, right? So why do I want to be disappointed? Yeah, pretty easy cause and effect for me, you know.
Okay, it works for you.
So you keep drinking that adult beverage you have over there, and
you
we'll
like
just kind of keep having the show go.
Yeah. Gotta stay on top of the hydration.
Yeah. I know that one, too. The diversion issues that that you're dealing with now, as you get into larger metropolitan area, larger metropolitan, yeah, like anything's more metropolitan, more larger than us, so in other communities, are there challenges easier or more difficult because of the different dynamics? You know, the more urban you get, diversion, is that easier or harder? Certainly green waste is a whole lot less because they got a whole lot less.
You know, there are different particulars. You know, no one community is necessarily equivalent. You know, our big challenge here is the distance to a landfill for our material to go to. And, you know, people in our communities are pretty good about recycling. It would be great if we could, you know, increase the amount of material that is being recycled so that it's not going into landfills. When you are looking, you know, we also have really small kind of cities, and each city has their own services in terms of, you know, recently, you know, there are areas of the unincorporated county that didn't have curbside recyclable pickup. That's now changing, you know, and so as the services start becoming more affordable, those curbside materials are improved considerably. Whereas if you go down into a more metropolitan area, they've got, you know, just a whole array, you know, of services that they're able to provide. In addition, that they've got the infrastructure that can support things like a MRF, so they can see a higher diversion of even the material that's coming into their garbage. You know,
so that's once it's received.
Once it's all received, they can run it through
pick
a MRF.
And choose, so
yeah.
to speak. Yeah,
and we don't have that that capacity right now, and it's something that we're going to be, you know, working towards. It's certainly in our best interest. You know, collectively, we're all really struggling with recyclables in the commodity market. So just because we can get it out doesn't mean, A, that it's free, and B, that it's not subject to the market, you know, trends in terms of the volatility. In our case, it doesn't matter what we separate, we still have to transport it somewhere. And it's about the same distance to a landfill in our case. So we've got a particular challenge around that. So there's just some unique things. And you know, when you look at, let's say, the Bay Area, they're closer to the recycling markets. So
but
it's more affordable.
But their transportation costs in a lot of the metropolitan areas are more. They have to barge. I'm thinking, well, East Coast and things.
Yeah.
So does the transportation cost, is that something that's kind of like something folks don't think about? When they think about...
People don't think about transportation. I mean, one of the reasons that garbage is so expensive here on the North Coast is right now our landfill is located 280 miles away. That's one way. And we're talking about vehicles that get between 6.8 and 7 miles to the gallon. So then go ahead and just do the simple math for diesel, $3 a gallon. You know, all of a sudden you start realizing, oh, a lot of money ends up being diverted to that cost. So, you know, when we hear from people who move up here from the Bay Area, they're just, you know, really taken aback by, well, why does it cost so much for the garbage? Well,
what does the garbage cost in, say, San Francisco?
Usually, I don't know, maybe $49, $60 a month.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've never...
Or ton, excuse me.
Never
say a month.
Well, hopefully I'm not doing a ton a month.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's, yeah. That aspect, mm-hmm. the transportation component of it, is there any way to... address part of that? I mean, part of the, I would imagine, would be the diversion, the greenway, so you're not having to haul that away.
The first step is, what am I buying and why?
Yeah.
I mean, there is that at the, you know, at the front end, you know, when, I mean, you have to look at, you know, from there. Then you take a look.
You're
at,
saying us as
yeah, as consumers.
As the white end of the funnel.
Yeah.
So to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fair
yeah.
enough. But are there choices for you or for the authority? You said the closest was about 300 miles.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I'm sure you could choose 2,000 miles away, too, if you were so inclined. Are there choices, or is it pretty much we're a captive market in that regard, and this is the only place that's really viable, and it is what it is, and, you know, unless there's some way to really, really condense with some kind of a compactor, it is
you're still,
what you have
still,
to deal with.
You're still limited to weight. You know, these trucks can...
Oh, each of the trucks
each
also?
Each of the trucks are already... these trucks are restricted to 80,000 pounds, and we're loading them to the point where between truck, trailer, material, it's about 75, 76,000 pounds. So we do have a limiting factor there. Why is it going that far? Back in 2014, the authority went through a process where we put out a solicitation for transporters and landfills to give us proposals. And so we entered into a 10-year agreement for the landfill in Potrero Hills. And so that was at that time. time the most cost-effective. You know, we ended up saving about $300,000 a year, but it is further away, and so there are some vulnerabilities that are associated with that, as we saw with the highway closure on 101 last month.
The Novato, or the one that's around Novato,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's a relatively new one. Is that, do they service the Bay Area? Is that outside of the scope of what you're looking at? It's inside 280 miles, but if their fees are really goofy or they don't want to play with you.
They didn't provide a proposal.
Oh. We've heard about you people. We don't want. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, there's a landfill in Anderson. It's, you know, 180 some odd miles away.
Just didn't
what
want.
They no, what they put forward as a bid was really high. It was a much higher tip rate. We'd been paying about, I think at that time we were a little over $21-$22 a ton for the material. Realize, you know, then we have our transportation costs that we put on top of it, and they came in at like, I don't remember if it was $32 or $34 a ton, but it was just a huge increase. And
can't make that up with gas or diesel.
You really can't. And then there's a Dry Creek landfill, which is located in White City, Oregon, just outside of Medford. And they had some numbers for us, but the most competitive at that time was the one down in Potrero. And so there was a pretty extensive, you know, process that we had gone through.
Well, and then when diesel went over $5.
Oh, that was years
that
ago.
Was probably mind-boggling, too.
That was, you know, I was sitting on the Board of Supervisors at that time, and John Woolley came in because he was the representative on HWMA. And there was a lot of concern because the prices were escalating faster than the authority had the ability to change the rates. And it got pretty tenuous in terms of being able to pay our vendors. Everybody's still pretty traumatized by that, you know, both within...
Something like that sears in your memory.
It banks. Really does. So we've done a lot to help stabilize and make sure that we're prepared in the event that we see that kind of volatility again.
Less surprises.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it is Memorial Day weekend.
It
the
is
gas
Marley
has gone up.
It has gone up. It's really sad.
It's 8:45. We'll be back.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:48. We're back now. Jill's hair is all dry. She's been shaking her head. It's all dry. Have you seen any change with the consumer legislation with no plastic bags? Has that changed anything? I mean, certainly, they don't weigh a ton. but that's changed a whole bunch. I know some of us take perverse pleasure in buying in Oregon just because we get plastic bags.
You get the thin plastic bags.
It works from the store to the car.
You get thin plastic
bags. And for the doggies.
So the workaround, so indeed the state of California and the residents wanted to see that plastic bags be banned, and in particular, single-use plastic bags. We're not talking about vegetable bags.
No, these are grocery store bags.
These are like grocery store bags.
Yeah.
There was a workaround loophole in the legislation that said if it was either paper bags or, quote, reusable bags. And reusable bags had a definition in terms of the millimeter thickness of the bag and what it needed to be able to hold in terms of weight. So certainly, I mean, the authority, we don't have any ability to go out and do any enforcement. That's not what we do. But certainly we receive a lot of phone calls from people saying, I thought that there was a state law that said we couldn't do this anymore. But the reality is that there was a workaround. And so some of the larger retailers were able to use these thicker, heavier bags. And they're supposed to have the ability to be reused like X number of times.
Okay. Thanks for the science lesson.
You're very welcome.
We didn't get into the mill ply, but that's okay. Have a good Memorial Day weekend.
Hey, thank you. You too.
Enjoy the day off. Maybe think a couple of good thoughts about the right stuff.
I'm hoping I can find a bear or two coming through the yard. Time to get that camera out.
Okay, good. I was thinking more of the cemeteries, but I'll go with you.
No.
See everybody on Monday.